Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That important to me in the first place. The majority of it was habit, to be quite honest. If I'm being completely honest, my social media use, most of it was habit. So, you know,
like, you're getting push notifications from like CNN and stuff anyway, right? So, you know, breaking news,
right? That's what I'm saying. I mean, I got over the last 5 days or whatever it was, just so much stuff sent to me. And then I go and I follow through with it, and it's just like just dark, evil crap and warning. And it, this is friends.
Who are these people?
They're friends. They're people that I've grown up with. And there's going back and forth at each other's throats, and people that I know have been close friends for a long time now aren't even talking to each other. And it's like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm not saying I'm out forever, but I'm taking a little bit of a hiatus from having easy access to it. Now, can I go on my laptop and sign into Facebook and stuff like that? Yes, I can do that, but I'm just choosing.
It must be really active. They must be really active, passionate people, because even my brother, who's really far right, I mean, he posts stuff, but he gets like 3 likes, 1 comment. It's the same cast of 3-4 right, guys, and there's no like crazy boiling argument over there, and he's a little nutty about it.
Right. Well, I have friends that are just going at each other's throats about, and it's weird, and it's all... And then there's all this QAnon stuff, and I have people that I know that believe in all this crap, and I'm like, God.
So if you're not on any of it, what will make you go back? How will you know that it's
When things slow down a little bit, and hopefully, possible.
It's possible, right?
Possible, but when things aren't as heated and everybody's not as angry, that kind of stuff, maybe I'll go back in a month or so, whatever it is, but. Yeah,
now, I don't take this the wrong way, and I'm in no. I just I'm
which
curious.
Means I'm going to take it the wrong way.
I hope not. I really hope not, because this is a genuine question. I'm not trying to be any kind of angry, but why, when the left was upset about Donald Trump, and not just after inauguration or after the election, but all 4 years of bitching about him and complaining about him on all social medias. You didn't drop social media then. Now that the right is mad and upset and complaining and posting, you're taking it off. I'm just wondering why one got to you and the other one didn't.
I'm seeing what's happening to friends, to people I care about, and the way they're treating each other and everything else, and I'm just disgusted by it. I'm disgusted by people that I love.
They've all been friends before, right?
Thinking what happened the other day was okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I was telling you that I went this whole time and didn't unfollow, but now I had to unfollow friends.
I'm not going to unfollow friends because I care about them. They're people that I know for the better part of 40 some odd years, and I love them.
You can still love them and
again, social media is something I loathed, but it was a necessary evil for what I do for a living. Brett does such a good job with the Roger and JP stuff. If that stuff keeps growing, great.
Right.
But the personal stuff for me, the JP accounts, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. If I didn't get another Twitter follower on my personal page, I don't care. Mm. The Roger and JP stuff, you know, Brett grows that with content that's related to the show. And he does a great job with
Rather well last week, by the way.
You know?
Thank you.
So I just, you know, thank God for him. Because I can't do it. I hate it.
So, Monica, you mentioned unfollowing friends, and I've heard that from a lot of people. What makes people unfollow their friends in quotes? Because, I mean, are they your literal in-person friends, or are they just social media friends you're talking about?
I don't believe in that. I have, if you look at who I follow, it's ridiculously lower than what. I only follow you if I have personally met you and I liked you. If I personally met you and I didn't like you, I wouldn't. And then if it's honestly mostly Bills and Hawkeyes and... USF Bulls and that sort of thing. It's the only people I follow. I don't, the person, and honestly, I kept saying people, it's just one person I love.
There's always one.
And I'll always love him. I don't dislike him as a person. I'm grateful to him for a lot of things, but I can't watch this. I can't. I'm like, JP,
it feels
I can't.
Like he, does it feel like he temporarily like lost his mind? You're like, I don't know who this guy is anymore.
No,
type
because
thing?
He's been on the opposite side of me on this whole thing. And just stubbornly and argumentatively this entire 4 years. And I, like I said, I love him dearly. So I didn't want to unfollow him. But he posted something after these the riots or whatever you want to call them. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like you, JP. I'm like, this is someone I consider, I thought was a friend of mine, a human being with a heart, and I just don't understand how you can defend that, and I cannot read anything else you say.
Right, and you know what my other big problem is hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a huge issue for me. Like, I don't, you and I, like, Monica and I are probably as opposite as you can get, but I respect her because she's, you know, I don't find her to be a hypocrite. You know, I find, but when I sit there and I'm seeing articles on social media, being like pushed to me where you got these politicians that are condemning what happened on Wednesday, but you know, not only did they not condemn, but they condoned cities burning. Like, I can't stand hypocrites and all these politicians that are out there saying all this crap. They're all a bunch of hypocrites and I can't stand it. And if the easy way for me to avoid a lot of this stuff is to just not have it in my face with social media, so be it. I'm done.
More so than, for me, anyway, more so that, I mean, everybody's got a right to their opinions. For 4 years, I didn't agree with a lot of people, and that's fine. We're in America. We're all allowed. But the hypocrisy is one thing, which is very annoying. But also, I find these people that told others that didn't agree with them to tie like not be such a wuss, you know, suck it up.
That's the other thing.
And these 100%. People are crying. And I don't know. I thought you were supposed to be tough and suck it up and accept things. And
100%. Like all these guys that are sitting there and like, well, you know that when the vagina hats marched on Washington and, you know, they were all saying just suck it up and F your feelings and da 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 da. Now all of a sudden they're the ones crying. And I'm like, you hypocrites, get be gone.
It almost seems like a formula where now that this is what's going to happen.
Right.
New president comes in and these people all say these people say that, and everybody forgets what they felt 4 years ago.
All the ones that were screaming at people when the vagina hats were saying, not my president, who are now sitting here saying, not my president. Well, you were sitting there crying about when they were doing it last time. Now you're that person. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I had my shrink appointment on Saturday, and he's like, John, you've always had a problem with hypocrisy. You've always, even when it comes down to your office issues, like hypocrites drive you crazy. I'm like, yeah. He's like, John, everybody's a hypocrite. I'm like, I don't believe that. I really don't. Like, I've never seen.
Your shrink said everybody is a hypocrite?
Yep.
Everybody at some point is hypocritical in their life.
That's what he says.
I agree with that.
I don't.
He's
I
totally
don't
right.
believe that. Mm-hmm. I also
people
don't believe
are are hypocrites. Not all the time as a habit, but people will, if you really look, you've been hypocrite.
I think
not saying, everybody has.
I'm not saying somebody hasn't grown and maybe their opinions on things have changed.
That's
a different story. I'm talking about what I call a hypocrite is somebody who, you know, like the Pelosi's of the world or like these Trump followers that are, you know, all of a sudden doing the not my president thing, but you cried when the other team was doing it 4 years ago. Like, that's hypocrite.
Yeah, I
can't. I'm with you. The definition.
I want to punch, throat punch all of them. Like, I'm listening to Nancy Pelosi. Like, last time I was on 60 Minutes, whatever it is, and I saw Nancy Pelosi. Like, I want to throat punch her. I really do. I want to throat punch her.
Well, you know,
along with so many on the other side too, because they're all sitting there pointing fingers. Like, somehow this one is worse than that one, and that one's worse than this one. I'm like, God damn it, you all suck.
Hey, just shut up.
Right. Right.
There's enough to go around. There's no question.
God, so
everybody's guilty of it. We all talked about this on Friday, right? Didn't we talk about, like, all right, everybody's done their bad things. People have lit stuff on fire, broken into buildings, injured people. Everybody's had their protests, done things wrong. There's enough to go around. Can we, like, just like, all right, bring it down, stop, agree that everybody's done something wrong. Okay.
Right.
Now, can we talk, actually hear each other, and actually go forward and figure some of this out?
No, because I think the movement that marched on the Capitol the other day is not done.
They're not going to admit they're wrong.
Not even that they're not going to admit they're wrong because they don't think they're wrong.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
They're not done.
Well, but the other side doesn't think they're wrong either.
I know.
You know, nobody thinks they're wrong.
No, right. but I think, and I know, and I've seen, and even with Joe Biden and the things he's said and done so far, he's willing, he's willing to say, okay, this is ridiculous. That he's willing to say, okay, let's somehow find a middle ground. I don't think the people that are did what they did last Wednesday are willing to say, okay, this is enough. Let's find middle ground. And that's and there you have to have two parties with that. You can't have one party saying that and the other not saying it.
Right, that's true. And I think he has a shot on the 20th to make an amazing speech that can really hit a lot of people right up the middle and be like, yes, this is where my brain is right now.
I'm just looking for a speech that doesn't insult people or make or
try that's what you're going to get, though. That's given.
And I just,
that's not going to be a surprise. I think that's given. Listen to his language all the way along. His what he's the things he's been saying has been nothing crazy. You know, he's been really up the middle, really good like that. And I think that he's got a shot to do that.
It was
on
a 20th. Face pony
well, he's, no, this, now that's old. That's before. He's like, we have a kinder, gentler Joe. Yeah.
There was a dude on 60 Minutes last night. 60 Minutes, 2020, I don't know the difference. But he was a former mayor. No, not a former mayor. Former governor of Maine. And now I think he's either in Senate or Congress or whatever it is. But he's an independent. Right. So he's not on. He doesn't have a team picked.
Yeah.
So now he's just like, listen, he goes, if the Democrats are going to go into office and they're just going to ignore 77 million people that voted for Trump and just think that they're idiots. He goes, that's a big, giant mistake.
Right.
You know, he's like,
too broad a brush.
He goes, if we don't try to understand them, you know, and Biden has said the same kind of thing. He's like to just blow them off and just not pay attention, brush them off. That's not the solution. But we'll see if it happens.
Right.
You know, we'll see if it happens. Roger on line two. Go ahead, Roger.
Roger. Hey, good morning, guys. First off, real quick, congratulations, Monica. I'm rooting for your team all the way.
Thank you.
So
let's not get crazy.
We and I've never done the Facebook thing. I figured out years ago. It just I don't want to know, and it always confused me why people think that everybody, even your close friends, don't want to know everything you do all day long. And it drives me crazy that people think they want to live their lives that way to open up so much to other people. And it just, it amazes me that people are willing to do that.
I guess so. I mean, there's a lot of people who just feel the need to be a part of something. And I guess, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they offer a sense of community, I guess, you know, if you will. I don't get it either. I'm someone who has never really posted a whole hell of a lot. But I've been more of a consumer. You know, I go on there to see if there's stuff to talk about for the show or something that, you know, that affected a friend of mine or whatever it is. But I don't get it. I don't get somebody just putting their entire life out there. I don't understand it. But now it's just so much hatred spewed and conspiracy theories. Ugh. Oh, God, it's exhausting. It really is.
All right. Like I said, I don't understand it either. So, and if you put it out there for that many people and you get your toes stepped on, that's just going to happen. You can't get along with everybody all the time.
That's true.
Nope.
Especially there.
Take care, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
I mean, the people, most people who share a lot, whether like Monica shares a lot or it's someone who's like a giant influencer or whatever, they're really good at it.
But and not that's on the Facebook. Bottom line. Like I do.
Whatever. On social in general.
Yeah.
But you share a lot, but a lot of people share a lot. And they tend to be really good at it. And if they're not, like Roger said, if they step on toes, and that's probably the minor way of putting it, I mean, they get crushed. So, I mean, you got to know what you're doing and be kind of like a pro at this stuff. But now it's almost like amateur hour, like New Year's Eve, where people coming out sharing too much.
I started reading a story
You're doing
before.
The wrong thing?
I guess Drew Brees had a shirt on during warm-ups. It said, like, say her name or hashtag say her name or whatever it was. And the Saints pulled the picture down because he was taking heat because people on Twitter were assuming that he was talking about the woman that got killed, the Air Force veteran that got killed during the Capitol. They thought that's who he was talking about. I don't know who he was talking about, but I'm like, people
say her name has been the social media hashtag for Breonna Taylor since it happened. Like it's
right,
and if you don't know that, then that's on you for not paying attention to what's really happening
but what
in America.
They pulled it right down because they don't want any more issues with Drew Brees. Not during the playoffs. Not now. So they went and they pulled it right down again. I'm like, everybody is just, I shouldn't say everybody, so many people are just waiting for something to be angry about.
No.
It's like that golfer. You know, he missed a putt short.
Justin Thomas.
Excuse my language here. I'm just quoting what the story is. It's not my, you know. Am I allowed to say? I don't even know.
No,
if
just say.
Please don't say it if you're not allowed to say.
Okay. All right. So he said, I guess he called himself the F word for gay, whatever.
No, please.
Right. Okay. So he called himself that. He could have called himself a pussy, and nobody would have said a word about it.
That's a whole other. Well,
it would have made a headline.
That's a whole other.
Just not the same kind of headline.
If he called himself a pussy.
Absolutely.
There's a movement for that, though, JP. I don't know if you realize there's a whole movement for not
There's too many movements. That's another reason why I don't want to go on social media.
If you know why.
Let me know when all the movements are done.
Can't keep track of the movements.
I'll jump back in.
You got a bowel movement, and that's all you can handle.
I wish.
Can't even keep track of those.
It's because it's associating only a female body part with wimpiness or not strength, and that's not subconsciously what people, and I can get behind that movement. I don't know why he just can't say I sucked or that was bad or whatever he wants to say. I don't know why he has to choose words that are hateful.
I got it.
It was an a-hole.
But what I'm saying is, like, it was caught, and I'm not condoning it. He got frustrated. He said the word. He called it to himself. He wasn't saying it to anybody else. The word exists. It's not like you can just make it disappear, but it does.
But you shouldn't. You know what other words exist that you don't want to use because they're bad words?
Let me ask you
this. They should not even be in the vocabulary.
You know how now we're in a place where only black people are allowed to use the N-word, right? That's reality.
It's putting it a little bit bluntly, but...
Well, it's the truth, but not without kickback. Of course it is. So that's the truth.
You say it loud, like you want permission to do it.
No, you're not letting me finish. I'm asking is, right, thank you. What I'm asking is, like, the F word for gay or whatever people thought it to be, like, gay people the only ones that are allowed to use that without being kickback?
I would ask a gay person, and that's all this is.
That's what I'm, I have a radio show, so I'm just putting it out there. See what happens.
It's like, can we say queer? But
you could.
Can we say it I guess we could say it in the LGBTQIA way.
I don't know what the rules are, dude.
But I couldn't call you that. You know, there's a big difference how you use these words.
I don't want to. I'm just asking the question. I'm just bringing up the question. That's all. It's not like I can't. Yeah. It's not like I'm asking the gay community for permission to use the F word. No, that's not what I'm doing at all. No, that's not what it is at all. But I'm just like, so this guy called himself that word, right? And like immediately someone like, not a good look. I'm a fan, but not a good look. Are you going to apologize for your language? I'm like, he's competing. What are you even like? You have to tweet this? Like you had like that was your, what? Don't what? Don't want.
He shouldn't have said it. It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying he shouldn't have said it, but like everybody's sitting there trying to be the hall monitors. Just mind your business.
He needs to be held accountable for language that shouldn't be said.
Yeah, I mean, he did apologize, and he was, strong about it. But, I didn't believe it. Did you read his apology, Monica?
I didn't even know any of this happened, to be completely honest.
Oh,
I was about football this weekend.
Yes.
I don't know anything about golf.
Was it Dustin Johnson? Was it not Dustin
Justin
Johnson?
Thomas.
Justin Thomas.
Yeah, Justin Thomas. So, I mean, when he said it, I mean, I have to admit, the first thing I thought was, well, he was talking about himself, but you're like, well, how many times on a golf course have you yelled this at one of your buddies when he missed the putt or he came up short or whatever yourself? Like, it's not like a word that just, I don't remember the last time that word even came out of my mouth. Like, even if I was derogatory,
no,
I would say you're an a-hole to myself. Like words that I use more commonly, but not even, it's just not, if you say it commonly, that's why it comes out.
That's my
whole
point.
In that case. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, it seems like someone who would call himself that already says that word. Like that, that wouldn't even enter my brain, but it would have to be something that I use on a regular basis for it to enter my brain. And that's what's sad to me.
But it doesn't mean the whole world has to get up in arms about it either.
But these,
it could also be like, yo, like, nothing anymore is, yo, watch your mouth. Everything is beyond that now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It could stop there.
But the words exist. Like, the words exist.
But they're
right.
It's not like you can just go in and people's, they exist. And I'm not saying that he's going around calling other people that it was the right thing. I'm like, we're going to crucify this guy now? What are we going to try to cancel him?
Crucification, but he needs to know that is not acceptable. And he's going to get called out for it. I don't feel bad for him getting called out for it at all. I can't go into his home and tell him what to say personally. I would hope he doesn't.
I hate people who run to Twitter to tell people how to behave. Hate it.
Oh, no wonder you...
I hate it. I'm like, so I'm gone. That's it. I'm telling you, it feels good. I'm 24 hours in and I feel good.
Do you feel cleansed?
Like, how will you... What happens with... Like, okay, oh, not to be gross, but like, what do you do on the toilet? Isn't that where people...
I play Words with Friends. Remember that game? Yeah. I think you remember.
From the 90s? Sure.
Oh, no, that game that only last year I was kicking your ass on a daily basis.
I was only on that.
You waved the white flag and you quit.
I was only on that because you were on that. I completely uninstalled it because who plays Words with Friends anymore?
Right. Oh, what's about? You were playing it, but you were getting your ass kicked, so now you quit. You took your ball and you went home?
No, I didn't play it before. I joined for you to kick my ass. You did.
No, because you used to say that JoJo used to kick your ass, too.
JoJo was kicking my ass.
She's good.
So I'm done with it.
Didn't you say you installed it right after Chutes and Ladders uninstalled?
I know. I enjoy playing Scrabble.
It keeps my mind moving. I enjoy it. I enjoy a little bit of competition.
I enjoy
a little
Mr.
trash
Merlin?
Talk. What's Mr. Merlin?
That was an 80s game, too. You remember Mr. Merlin? No.
Listen, I'm not the only one that plays Words with Friends.
You're the only one on the show.
Am I? I might be.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Remember, I was
playing... But I never played it either.
I was playing you not too long ago. You're talking a lot of smack for somebody.
No, I said a track record. You kicked my butt on it. That's cool. I was only doing it to play with you.
She deleted it.
Repeatedly.
I was done. You're feeling good about that, JP?
I repeatedly kicked your ass.
That's cool. Multiple times. I honestly don't think I won once.
I actually started feeling bad.
There's no need to. I honestly don't think
you were
I
the
won.
Patriots. She was the Bills. Not so long ago. Is that what you're saying?
I think I only lost, or I don't think I won once. I legitimately think I lost every single game. I really do. I maybe won. I don't even remember.
That's impressive.
That rings a bell.
Wow, really?
And I'm done with it now.
You must have some amazing vocabulary.
I really don't.
It really doesn't, and I do. Oh. This is the World of Friends is not the best showcase for that.
Oh, I see.
I'm good.
So you're saying Scrabble is not the best place?
I'm saying
show their vocabulary?
I was dealt the tiles. I played the tiles wrong. Otherwise, I would have won. That's what I said.
Your biggest issue is that you would just give me triple word scores for layups.
Oh. So your strategy game is a little weak.
That's the thing, yeah.
Your word game is strong, you're saying.
Yeah, shocker. Monica didn't think ahead and plan, and oh, yeah, that's just how I roll. That's just my
style. You blew it!
I'm not thinking five steps ahead, no. But now you have more time for Words with Friends. Good for you. I don't know who you're playing with, but good for you. Playing against the computer.
No. Actually, I delete those games.
Well, you better figure something out, because you're going to have extra time.
I'm going to be fine.
You're going to spend less time in the bathroom.
I'm going to be fine.
You're going to open up hours of your day you don't even know you had.
You know what?
We all spend way too much time on our phones in the bathroom. And it's like 15 minutes instead of three.
It'll be interesting to see how much time I get back. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what my usage is at the end of the week. I remember Monica was giving that a shot a couple of months ago. How'd that work out?
I keep going. I fluctuate 15 minutes plus, 15 minutes minus. So I'm right around.
More and less screen time?
Yeah, I'm right around 4 hours. I'm either 4:15 or 3:45 or whatever, but right around 4 hours.
All right, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.